2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Heather, hi.
Hi, Lindsay. Good morning. How are you?
I'm so good. It is good to be with you. You and I talk often about how I'm in a different stage of life than you. Have little kids at home. I'm in the stage of life where you still have to watch them 24/7.
Yes, you do.
And especially when it comes to like your furniture at home, this can be really scary if your furniture like tips over. Yeah. Right? There's a real risk there.
Yes, it's actually a hot topic on the news right now. And in this industry, being in the furniture and interior design industry, it's something that I've always been concerned of. I have four children, and now they're teenagers. And even, you know, Lindsay, you have small kids, but my kids are teenagers and they roughhouse.
Sure.
And they're wrestling and, you know, having a great time in my home. In this industry, it's always a concern. It is all over the news, all of the millions and millions of dollars of lawsuits that are going on for furniture tipping over. So, namely dressers, you know, you open that drawer and they are falling over on kids, and it's just not okay.
Scary.
Today, I am so excited to introduce two guys that started their own business. It is called Tip Knot. It is a furniture anchor, and on this show, we get to talk to so many people here in Utah, business owners, contractors, subcontractors. I love to feature and to brag about local business and local inventors. Today, we have Paul Pierpont. He is the inventor of Tip Knot Furniture Anchor, and we have John Wennerholm, who also is in charge of not only the manufacturing, but a lot of the marketing. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Thank you. We're glad to be here. We're excited.
Thank you very much.
And you all have day jobs, right? This is a side hustle, or are we doing this full time?
No, this is a side hustle for us.
Side hustle for a minute until this blows up, you guys.
At the rate it's going, it's not going to be a side hustle for long.
Yeah.
I have to say, I am so proud to be one of the furniture retailers that is currently carrying Tip Knot at my Osmond Design store. And we are selling a lot of it. You know, it's one of those things that we have on the counter and people don't know that they need it until they see what it does. So let's do a little introduction, Paul, first to you and how you came up with this incredible, inspired idea.
Well, you kind of mentioned that this is our side gig. So my background is in large dams and power plants and industry and large construction. And so one of the things that I'm inherently doing all the time is mitigating hazards for my employees. And it was a couple of years ago, I was watching a program on Netflix called Broken. And I was watching this horrible thing about furniture tipping over. And I had this inspiring idea on how to mitigate the hazard. I just looked at it and said, I know how to fix this. And that was the beginning of a couple of year journey, and now we're here talking about it today.
This is incredible. Okay, so John, tell us how you know Paul and how all of this came to be for you.
Well, I've been bringing new products to market for many years, and I am good friends with Paul's brother Dave, and Dave and I have known each other for a lot of years. I love their family; they're great people. Anyways, Dave obviously talked to Paul, and Paul shared his idea with Dave about this new product that he wanted to develop to help as a furniture anchor to keep these things falling over on children. And Dave said, hey, I know who to talk to. So they called me. I got involved with it right then and there because I had had personal tragedies in my own family years and years ago when I had had dressers falling over on my own daughter.
Oh, geez.
And so I know what it felt like immediately as soon as he said, this is a furniture anchor. I'm like, okay, I'm in. Sold. On this.
Yeah.
I said, show it to me. He said, no, I'm not going to show it to you until you go watch the series Broken, season 19, episode 2. It's called Deadly Dressers. And Paul wouldn't show it to me, and it kind of made me upset. I was like, just show me it. I want to see it. And so I actually went home, and I watched the episode myself to really see what the magnitude of this issue is across the – not only the United States but across the world. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is even bigger than I thought it was. And that's how I got involved with it. And as soon as I saw that episode, I went back, met with Paul – went to a Chick-fil-A. He bought me a sandwich.
All the good things happen at Chick-fil-A.
Where every business starts, in the lobby of Chick-fil-A.
And on a napkin, he's basically drawing it out on a napkin saying, this is what I've developed. And then he pulled out this very small prototype about 2 inches long and said, this is it. My first thought was, that's it? That's going to save the world? You know? And the more I thought about this and the more I looked at it, I thought, this is absolutely brilliant. Because having a construction background myself, knowing that the anchor systems that are out there on the market now are really a screw, cables, you have to find stud finders, you have to drill into the back of your brand new dresser you just bought.
Which you're never going to do. Let's get real.
Exactly.
It's that little plastic package that is installed or that's connected
yes.
to the back of your dresser, your furniture piece that you're supposed to drill into the wall and then also your dresser.
Exactly. And according to Consumer Reports, only 25% of the people actually use any type of anchoring system whatsoever.
I don't think even that many people are doing it. That seems
I'd be
high.
Surprised.
I'd be surprised, yeah.
But that's what they say according to Consumer Reports. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, okay, this little product is absolutely brilliant. This will change the industry, and this will save a lot of lives. And I thought to myself, with my own daughter, Kimberly, who had the dresser fall, and of course we had a 19-inch, one of those old TVs, you know, the old boob tube TVs or whatever. I don't know
boxes.
If I'm allowed to say that or not, but that's what they're called.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
that
a proper
fell
name.
Over, and luckily the TV hit the ground, but the dresser landed on her, and luckily it didn't. Killer, you know, but she was definitely injured. And so the need for this product is huge, and Paul's really created an amazing product.
Thank you.
Paul, you're so smart. I love this. I don't think that this is by chance that you thought of this idea. I think it actually was inspired. It's so needed to save so many lives. Not only can you use it in residential applications, but also commercial. In my own furniture store, we have had armoires fall down on an employee. Luckily, she was not hurt. But you open up both of those front doors, and oftentimes just the weight of that will land on people, and it's just not okay.
I hope we get some time, because in the years I've introduced this to people, I haven't had a day really where I've not heard a story like this. And so it was a very inspired idea. And I remember looking at my poor wife, Jennifer, and I was like,
your poor wife.
I looked at her and says, I am really sorry, but I've got to do this. And she's like, what are you talking about? And I says, well, I just got an idea that I feel like very strongly I have to pursue.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the driving force behind it, is because I really want to save kids from getting hurt.
And I think you are in the right state to do that. Utah has more children than any other state in the country. And so it's a great place to launch this product right here on the KSL radio show. We have our listening audience is moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas. And if you have grandkids, if you have kids, you know, small kids, teenagers at any age, this is something that you need in your home. We're going to talk a little more in the next episode about the details of the product and why you guys are so excited about it, why I am excited to sell it in my furniture store.
Can I give you a little tease on what it looks like, though? I am not a handy person at all. So asking me to screw something into my wall is like it gets put on my husband's honey-do list, and it takes him 6 months to actually get it done. So I'm just going to give you a little tease that you don't need any tools. You don't need any skills, really. If you can Velcro, if you can push something into the wall, then you can use this product. Is that a good tease?
Basically, you're exactly right. That's a great tease.
Right?
It's that simple that anybody can do this. And you don't need tools, like you said. You don't need any real expertise. You don't need a construction background. If you can peel and stick, You've got this.
Peel and stick.
That's our slogan. And really, honestly, that was the inspiration behind this idea was I wanted something that everyone can do and take the excuses away from it.
Yeah.
And that's where I feel like it's been the industry's missed. It has to be simple or people won't mitigate the hazards. As parents, it's our job, and I don't want to get on a soapbox, it's our job to look out for the little ones. Look at your homes, look at your offices, look at your spaces, and try to protect those that you love around you. And the elderly are a piece of that, too.
And I can't tell you how many thoughts I have about earthquakes living in this darn state. It's like every night when you're falling asleep, you're just like, and especially with the one that happened in Turkey, you're like, are we next? And mm-hmm. I know all my dishes are falling out of my, you know, cabinets. I know all my stuff is coming down because I don't have it as secure as it should be.
Okay.
So I need this product.
Absolutely.
Is what you're telling me.
Yes, Lindsay. We are so excited to have Paul Pierpont, John Wennerholm on the radio show today. You're hearing this first on the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond. She's the owner and interior designer of Osmond Designs. The stores are in Lehigh and in Orem, so when you're out running your errands today, swing by her stores and redo your home for this winter after you take down Christmas. It's like a blank canvas, right?
It is, yes. And Valentine's Day is coming up. So if you love your spouse, buy them a gift card. That's always a great thing. Last night I was actually at a great event and I had a cute little husband come up and say, I need to buy a gift card for my wife. How do I do that? Everything in our store currently is an additional 20% off our No One Beats Our Prices. And that includes gift cards. So be a hero this Valentine's Day. I am so excited to have two guests on the show today with us. We have John Wennerholm and Paul Pierpont. They are the founders and owners of the Tip Knot Furniture Anchor. It is founded here in Utah. I love supporting local. So proud to know you guys. And I'm proud to sell your product in my furniture stores at Osmond Designs. John, tell us a little bit about this product.
Well, the Tip Knot Furniture Anchor is a simple peel and stick. And people need to understand that when you use the word peel and stick, they think, okay, well, can this really work? This peel and stick's a little bit different. And this is made out of very heavy-duty construction material that's actually used in the metal building construction industry. This isn't your typical piece of tape you're going to buy at Home Depot or at Target. This
is almost like a command strip, right?
Some of us are on steroids.
Yeah.
This is a very heavy-duty construction adhesive that we use on this, and it is a foam-based center core, which is super important because when you're, say, a dresser that you want to, or a nightstand, or something that you want to secure to the wall, they're all at different distances away from the wall. Some people have baseboards that are 3/4 inch thick. So you have to take that into allocation, you know, on how far you can do this. So we've made this so it's 2 inches wide and it can then flux back and forth because it's this foam base, but it's a very heavy duty foam that's made in the construction industry. And the industry standard for this issue is 50 pounds. So when you go buy a dresser and they have that little packet in there, the little envelope with the little zip tie, by law, it has to hold 50 pounds. Well, a full dresser weighs a heck of a lot more than 50 pounds.
And your child weighs more than
and
that,
your
too.
Child. So when your child pulls out that dresser drawer to climb on it and act like a ladder, you know, that's way more than 50 pounds. And so we think that industry standard needs a serious taking a look at because it needs to change. Well, we had our product tested through a company called Eurofin, which is a national and worldwide company with all the credentials they need to show that this is the real deal. And our product tested at over 300 pounds. So we are, you know, six times the industry standard that this little product will hold. And it's just unbelievable. And because it is truly a peel and stick, you can peel it off, put it to the back of your dresser, peel the other side off, push it against your wall, and it's not coming off.
It does not come off. And
it's
you have
amazing.
Shown me videos of grown adults that are climbing on these dressers and the drawers break before it ever comes off the wall. And
That's
then how
correct.
Do you take it off?
Well, there is a way to take it off very easily without doing any damage to your wall, even if it's a painted wall, shiplap walls, concrete walls, you name it.
Or your furniture.
Or your furniture. It will not damage it. Yeah. You take the foam, basically, and you have to cut the foam in half lengthwise. And once you pull that off, then, of course, half the foam and the adhesive still stuck to the wall. Once you move your dresser away, you get the corner of the adhesive, and you start the rolling process, and it will roll off the wall. And without
not
any damage.
Paint
won't
or anything,
pull paint.
Yeah.
Won't pull the drywall. Won't do anything. It's a great little product.
So if you're renting in your home, then you're going to get your deposit back too.
And that was one of the issues is because a lot of people in the United States are renting and they're not allowed to put holes in their walls. Their landlords won't let them. So this is the perfect solution for that side of the story as well, is because it is truly a peel and stick and it is fully removable without giving any damage to the walls. It takes away all the excuses that I can't do it because of, you know, these reasons.
Because I can't work a drill.
That too.
Well, that's a lie. I can work a drill, but it's just more work. When you got to screw something in, you got to find a stud. It's like a lot of work. But
well, it's the last thing any of us want to do on a Saturday, right?
Yeah. I'm looking at this product right now, and it is a big piece of foam with two red pieces on either side of it. And essentially, you just peel off this red piece, and there's an adhesive under that. And then you're going to put the adhesive one side to the wall and one side to the dresser, and you're just going to smush it together. I don't know if you can hear this, but you're just going to smush it together, basically, and it's going to adhere the dresser or whatever to the wall through this product.
That's correct. And we state very specifically in the instructions that when you push your dresser against the wall and the foam and the adhesive makes contact with the wall, that you hold it there for 45 seconds. A lot of these days, some of the walls have different textures. You know, some have heavy texture, some have light texture, some have no texture at all. And so if it does have a heavier texture on there, because it's foam-based and the foam can then give and take along with the wall, the texture and the shape of the wall, if you push it hard and smash it against the wall for that 45 seconds, it will then fill into all the little voids in the wall and give you a good adhesion.
So this is also great for bookcases, grandfather clocks, large entertainment centers, you know, all those things in your home, curio cabinets.
Bookshelves.
All of it.
The tall bookshelves that they have. Yeah, it'll fit. It'll work on virtually anything.
Anything. That's incredible.
I know I use, this is how lazy I am, command strips a lot on my my pictures because, again, I don't want to drill into the wall. You got to measure and do all that stuff. I find command strips very easy, but I have had stuff fall down with command strips, right? And so this is kind of like not necessarily a glorified command strip, but it uses that adhesive, which is really going to stick as opposed to the Velcro, which can come undone.
That's correct. It is. It's. We don't compare it to command strips, you know. But as you think about it, yeah, I could see the similarities.
It does the similar process, but it's not the same technology.
Correct.
Yeah.
And this is just so you know, this is a patented process that we have developed. That's in the. We are currently patent pending. Currently, we do have a provisional patent on it as well. And our attorneys are like, yeah, this is going to be great. You're not going to have an issue.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about this product is this is just one of four different products that we are putting together.
I was going to address your what you're talking about. There is one comparable difference to something you connect that hang on the wall. Is this product is in compression, and it's waiting for your child to pull on the dresser, so there isn't pressure on it until that moment. And so the difference is when you're hanging stuff on the wall, gravity all day long is pulling on it.
Yeah.
this is like protectional. This is PPE for your children.
Yeah.
So when they do start to pull on it, now you have that bond. It holds the dresser at that moment. And it's not pulling on it all the time.
That's a really important point. You do have gravity working against you, when you use a command strip. Yeah.
And so that's the differences.
Yeah.
So we're just a little excited about this product. Yes. Obviously, yes. You know, we have the two owners here of Tipnot on the radio show with us. I love it because I get to sell it in my two Osman Designs locations in Lehigh and in Orem. Where else can people buy this product?
Tipnot.com, T-I-P-N-O-T. It's very simple. Tipnot. That's the whole reason behind the name.
Do not tip.
But don't add a K. Don't add a K in there.
Yeah, a lot of people might do that.
Yeah.
But it's just TIPNOT.com. We also sell it on Amazon. We have 5-star rating on Amazon. And please feel free to go on Amazon and read our reviews. I mean, we've got some really great reviews on there that people like. I thought this was a joke. I didn't think it was going to work. Oh, my gosh, this thing works.
Yeah, but then buy local and buy it from Osman Designs instead
Absolutely.
Of Amazon.
Yeah. If you want it today, come and get it. Yes.
Exactly. But you can buy it there. We're also on Walmart.com as well. And we're pending with HomeDepot.com. Hopefully, we'll be up in the next week or so.
You guys are the coolest. Congratulations on this great invention. So proud to know you guys and to support your product. Again, you're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We have the owners of Tipnot Furniture Anchor on the program with us today. Paul and John, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osman Designs. Here's Heather Osman and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us today. I am Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osman of Osman Designs. Hi, Heather.
How's it going, Lindsay?
So good. I invite everyone to podcast this episode wherever they podcast. Just search for the KSL Real Estate Show. I personally use Spotify, so you can just open your little search tab there. We also have a KSL News Radio app, of course, that will have all of our podcasts on it. But Heather, we're talking about a very important product today that is saving lives. This is called Tipnot, and it is a product you put in between your furniture and your wall to anchor it in place. This is so important if you have little kids in the house. This is so important because we live in earthquake country, and earthquakes are top of mind right now, given what happened over in Turkey and Syria. So I love that you're bringing this product to us right now. And I think what's so interesting about this is even I can do it. It doesn't require tools. It doesn't require a screw or finding a stud. It's not those little packets that you get with your IKEA furniture. No offense, IKEA. I do love IKEA furniture. But this is something that you don't have to be an expert in order to put together.
You know, and Lindsay, I am the owner of the Osman Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. And full disclosure, I have never installed one of the little plastic packages, right? I know that's so horrible to admit here, but full disclosure, I don't want anything screwed into my beautiful wall and my beautiful furniture, my bookcase, my curio, all of those things, my dresser. So my home needed this product. John and Paul are our guests on the KSL Real Estate Show. This product is applicable to commercial and residential applications. It keeps your kids safe, but it keeps your mom, your grandma, your grandpa, your dad safe as well. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Heather.
You're the brains behind this. We are just so proud of you. And I've said it before, but I don't think it is by chance that you had this idea. I think it was inspired and it is so needed. There are more kids in Utah than any other state in the country. This is born and raised and thought of in Utah. And I'm such an advocate and so proud to have both of you on the show today to talk about it.
Thank you.
John, thank you. Grateful to be here.
John's in charge of marketing and product development. And John, you are just blowing this product up. You already have it on Amazon. You already have it working on Walmart and Home Depot. I mean, you're just out there killing it already.
We're trying hard, and it's gaining momentum. And what's really been fun about this particular product is the amount of word of mouth that has really helped us. If you go onto Amazon.com after you buy it at Osman Design.
Right.
Shop local.
Thanks,
John.
Shop local.
Thanks so much.
If you go to Amazon.com, we haven't spent $1 on advertising, and we are already Amazon's choice.
Wow.
They found us. They've seen how fast this is growing, and it's 100% grassroots word of mouth that has helped us build this product.
That's great.
So that says a lot about the product in and of itself, which has been really exciting.
So if you're just joining us, this is a furniture anchor. It's a peel and stick. It has red tape on both sides of a black piece of foam, a foam core center. And then you take off those red tapes, you stick it on the wall and also on your dresser, and you hold it for 45 seconds.
That's correct.
Even I can do it.
Yeah.
Lindsay can do it.
That sounds very easy.
And people actually will do it. I mean, this is probably 1 minute or less as far as install. And it's the last thing any of us wanted to be doing on our honey do list.
Yeah, and it really takes the excuses out of, you know, honey, you need to secure that to the wall so it doesn't fall over on our little baby girl.
And then he's thinking about it all day long. And it's like, oh, if that falls on her, that's my fault because I didn't do that. Yeah, that's not fair.
That's exactly right. And they also need to understand that even though it's a peel and stick, this is that's the terminology that we use just to make it simple and help people understand. This is serious. R&D's gone into this. This is serious materials. This is heavy-duty construction equipment used in the metal industry, metal fabrication industry. The adhesive is not something you buy at Home Depot or anywhere. It's the real McCoy. And so this is a serious product with some serious R&D, with the testing that we've had done through some third-party testings that are world-renowned. We know that our findings at 300 pounds. The interesting thing is we don't know where it fails, because we just say, can you test this to 300 pounds?
And
it's never failed at 300 pounds.
Well,
it might do 400. We don't know
because
we never had it tested to an actual fail point. But we do know at 300 pounds. And what's kind of funny is we actually have a video of Paul on top of a dresser trying to get it off the wall, scaling this dresser. And
Paul's a big guy.
And that's where the 300 comes from. And I shouldn't admit that, but
we tested it with him.
A lot of drive-up therapy over the years.
This is, we're all friends here
on
KSL. It's all good.
But I imagine you guys do have to have some serious liability here.
Absolutely.
Because you're creating a product that you claim, can...
Saves lives.
Saves lives, yeah. And certainly you've tested this enough to make that claim.
That's exactly right. And that's why we actually went to Eurofin. It was one of the leading... testing facilities in the world. They have Eurofin Asia. They have Eurofin in North America. And we had it tested at multiple locations through Eurofin in the United States and in Asia to have this tested to verify our findings to make sure that they were 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back and we had the test results to prove it, that it held at 300 pounds. But again, we don't know exactly where that fail rate even is.
So let's talk about some of the stories. You guys have shared some of the stories with me off air, and it's just heartbreaking and inspiring. And I'm just so excited that you guys are taking this product to market. It is so needed. Paul.
Well, just even yesterday, I was up at Strawberry Reservoir with a good friend, and I just happened to talk to him about my product. And he has a relative in his family that, passed away over 10 years ago, about a 6-year-old boy. And what I find from hearing these stories, it's so gut-wrenching because there's so much guilt left with the family members afterwards of, I could have done something to prevent this. And I get story after story of this coming into my life, and it's like, I just wanted to create a product that took that time away, the excuse away from not doing it, doing something. And so my last few years has just been education with people, and I remember it was a couple of Christmases ago too. Another quick story. I'm sorry I'm rambling on a little bit, but I had my daughter's school counselor. We got a phone call and a couple of his friends went up because we didn't even know who we were going to. And when he opened the door, it was somebody I knew. It shocked me. And what happened with this case was he had this really sturdy furniture, stuff that you'd buy at Osmond Design. And this is what I find with people. They're like, well, that furniture won't do that. I hear this all the time. It's sturdy. It's rugged. And when I walked in and saw this piece of furniture, it looked like a tank, okay? And the poor little dude, he got on there and he tipped it over and really hurt himself. And so that's what I find in these stories is a common denominator. It won't happen to me. It won't happen to that piece of furniture. And a lot of times it does.
Yeah, so. That's exactly right. You know, whether it's heavy duty American made furniture, you know, for instance, Bassett, they're one of the largest manufacturers in the United States. Great products, phenomenal products, very heavy duty, but they still fall over. Anytime you cantilever or pull the drawers out on a dresser and then you add additional weight like a child jumping up on that and pulling it, it creates this cantilever.
And everything clothes. That's in it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's going to come over. And unfortunately, the United States has gotten away from a lot of their American-made factories, and a lot of them, those are now over in Asia.
Yeah.
And the componentry that they're using is completely different. It's much more lightweight, which they need it to be for shipping purposes, to ship it, you know, across the world.
And they don't have the regulations we have.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the furniture that we're buying these days is almost what they call disposable furniture. You use it for a couple of years. You don't like the color. You just get rid of it and go buy another one because they're so inexpensive. But on the other hand, that inexpensive product comes with issues, stability, balance. And that's where Tipknot really comes in and can solve this issue for anybody, whether it's a less expensive type product or if it's a full-blown American-made heavy-duty product, it will work, which is fantastic. Quick story. We had a gentleman who had a product, put it on the back of an inexpensive dresser. Son climbed on it. The dresser drawers themselves broke, and the even with all that weight, guess what was still attached to the wall?
Even though
it broke all the drawers,
yeah,
the tip knot was still attached and the backing for the dresser was still attached. We've even had some where the backing had separated, again, from some of this less expensive dressers that are
those
out there.
Those big box stores, they're trouble.
Well, and you can't be liable for that.
Exactly.
You can't solve for that. That's not...
Exactly right. So we've done everything in our power to try to solve the issue of having furniture fall over. What people also don't understand is that almost 50% of the people that are getting hurt, every 17 minutes, somebody's getting hurt in the United States. Now, you compound that by a worldwide issue. And then every 30 minutes, somebody's going to the emergency room. Hmm. And half of those are elderly. People that are lost their balance, they grab onto something to catch themselves, they end up pulling the dresser on top of them. So this solves not only for children, but also for the elderly or those that are challenged in any way for balance.
So a few years ago, my husband and I actually owned 4 assisted living centers. So I know exactly what you're talking about. It's so needed, not only with the elderly, but as well as, you know, with children and in families. Your first production run, your inventory came in, sold out. Your second production run just landed. So you are fully stocked. It's a great time to buy. You have been pre-selling product. So you will want to urgently come and buy this product at Osmond Designs. It is in stock at our Lehigh and Orem locations. It is also available on tipknot.com.
That's correct.
Walmart, Home Depot, Amazon. Are just a few of them.
Yeah, Amazon is up right now and Walmart's up right now. We should be up on HomeDepot.com within the week.
Can we ask about price point really fast? How much does this cost?
Yes, retail cost is $24.95 for 2 of them.
Okay.
We find in the industry, we've done our homework out there, and a lot of people are charging for the little screws and the cables and all that thing anywhere between $6 to $10 for one. And we are $24.95, but that is for 2 of them. And ours is rated at 300 pounds instead of 50 pounds.
Did you say you can also cut these in half?
No.
Okay.
They're designed, specifically designed, they're 10 inches long and 2 inches wide. But again, they're foam, so they can change in their shape.
And would I need 2 of these for one dresser? Does it depend how long it is?
No. It's one tip knot will do one dresser.
Okay, so this would be 2.
Unless the dresser is like a 6-foot long dresser.
Sure.
Technically, it would probably do if you put it right in the middle for one, but we recommend if it's over 4 feet wide, put one on each corner, and that will almost, I guarantee you, it would be way over 300 pounds.
Better be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
But most dressers that we find for kids are anywhere, you know, between 24 to 36 inches wide, unusual for children's.
I love that. Your kids are priceless. This is a very inexpensive way to protect your kids, to protect your mom, your grandma, your dad, your grandpa. Tipknot Furniture Anchor owners are here on the KSL Real Estate Show with us. Paul Pierpont, John Wennerholm. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. If you are, you can podcast this whole episode wherever you podcast. Just search for the KSL Real Estate Show. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. She owns the stores in Lehigh and Orem. She fills them. She sells you the furniture. She's got a lot in stock. And she's also got a product in her stores called Tip Knot, which we've been talking about today. It's a furniture anchor. It is a two sticky sides and a foam core in the middle that is going to hold your dresser in place up to 300 pounds. I don't have a toddler that weighs that much, so I think I'd feel comfortable putting this thing behind my furniture. But Heather, I'm learning more about this product today, and apparently there's something called Tip Knot TV.
They do. I want to hear about this too, you guys. We have the founders of Tip Knot Furniture Anchor. We have John and Paul on the show with us. Tell us about your new products that you're launching.
Well, we just have a new product out there. It's called Tip Knot TV. As you know, these days, if your TV's under 45 inches, it's just way too small.
You're such a guy, John.
And you can tell when you buy the cheap ones because they're really light. Like, yeah, you can lift them with one arm.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you go into your local Costco or any appliance store, the big appliances, you know, if it's even 75 inches, it's average now.
Sure.
You know?
Yep.
And so we also know that there's a huge need because, you know, a lot of people hang those TVs on their walls, which is fantastic because they won't fall if they're hung on a wall.
Have you seen the anchors that you have to install for that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're huge.
Like, you will not get that off.
Yeah,
you have to sell the house with that on there.
Exactly. But there's a lot of people that don't use those and they're not mounted to their wall. They're on a curio cabinet or a credenza or a dresser where they actually use the legs that come with it. Well, one of the big TV manufacturers just recalled 50,000 TVs because they were falling over.
Ouch.
And we've also found that there's been a lot of injuries from these big TVs, from vibration, from kids running past them, from pulling on the dressers or the curios that are on there. So we have developed a product called Tip Knot TV, which is another adhesive type. The best way I can explain it is it's kind of like a Nike sandal. You know, see the sandals that kind of just go over the dome of your foot. You just slide your foot in. There's nothing between
like a
your
strap.
Toes. Yeah, and it goes over the legs, and you put one on all four, and it goes over the legs, which allows that to be completely secure. So even if somebody was to pull on the TV, it won't allow it to move the legs, and it holds it completely in place. It solves Tip Knot TV. It solves all issues with TVs falling over that are not attached to the walls.
What's the aesthetic of that? I'm imagining Heather thinking, I'm not having those
straps
in my house.
Yeah, the nice thing about them is that they're only 2 inches. They're very small.
Wow.
And they actually slide literally over the feet. And, you know, you have the feet on the ground that holds the TV like this. Mm-hmm. And it has a little sandals, what I'm going to call it. And it has a little rubber strap that goes over the top of the TV, the leg, the very tip of it, and allows it so that cannot come up in either direction.
Oh, interesting. Wow. Okay, so if your TV is sitting on a desktop, it can use Tip Knot TV.
That's correct.
Okay.
And it will not allow your TV to fall over. Even if somebody was to pull on the TV, it's still not going to come over.
That's cool, because I have a TV, and behind it is a uneven brick mantle. Right?
Right.
So in order to secure the TV, I'm going to have to drill into the brick mantle somehow and not crack the whole thing.
Which you're never doing.
Right? And it's going to cost me a lot of money to find someone who can do that. But this will secure it on my dresser without having to anchor the TV.
You guys are brilliant. This is so smart and so needed. Why has anyone not thought of this before? Seriously, incredible.
And our baseline is simplicity. We want products that people can do in seconds, and that allows them to do it. And one thing I've learned, and this is the guy thing out there, I think guys want to protect their TVs more than they do their kids.
That's entirely fair. That is entirely fair.
I think you're right.
That's just my opinion.
No, I don't disagree.
This is a fun show today. Yeah, there's a lot of
But what's out there right now is straps that only allow them for forward tipping. This will allow for both directions, which I don't know how many times you watch your little kids just take off from the couch, run into that beautiful 75-inch. We got
I can tell
we
you for
you.
A fact that it's true in my household, because my husband, I can't tell you how many times he gets mad when the balls get thrown near the TV, right?
Yes, so protect the TV.
It's not about how much fun you're having. It's about if you ruin my 75-inch TV, you're done.
Yep.
We have loved having Paul Pierpont, John Wennerholm on the KSL Real Estate Show today. They are the owners and founders and inventors of Tip Knot Furniture Anchor. Last but not least, we definitely want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends and sponsors of this KSL Real Estate Show. They have remained strong and safe and secure since 1891. What a great way to talk about a great, safe, and secure bank, since we're talking about keeping our kids safe on the show today. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Come by your Tip Knot TV today in our stores, as well as on tipknot.com, on Amazon, and on Walmart, soon to be at Home Depot. We'll see you next week.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.